Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So I got a question for you. In 2021, as a sophomore at Alabama, Bryce Young, kind of a big deal that year, passed for 4,872 yards, completed 67% of his pass attempts. 47 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's right.
7 interceptions. He's now been benched by the Carolina Panthers. What happened?
He went to the Carolina Panthers, and they don't have an infrastructure to support him. They don't have a stable front office or coaching staff. They don't have an offensive line. They don't have weapons. They don't have a scheme. And he apparently does not have any traits to offset those organizational issues. So this is what you get. You get Bryce Young being terrible.
It must really be real that the NFL's different than college football.
Well, he played at Alabama. I mean, think about that. He had basically really good NFL players surrounding him and much better college players than anyone else could produce at that time. So he had everything in place that he needed to succeed in college. Coaching, weapons, offensive line.
He had Lou Saban, Nick Saban.
He might have had Lou, I don't know.
Coaching him. He's got Dave Canales coaching at Carolina. Yeah, there's something to be said, man. It kind of matters the neighborhood you're running in. And the neighborhood in Carolina isn't that tough.
Well, think about what the Texans have. They have a good GM by all indications.
They built around him.
Nick Caserio. They have
good players.
They picked a good coach in D'Amico Ryans. And C.J. Stroud kind of fell into their lap because they had the number two pick. But they've developed guys around him. And once they figured out, hey, we might have something here in C.J. Stroud, we're not just going to go with young receivers. We're going to bring in Stephon Diggs. We're not just going to go with Damian Pierce. We're going to bring in Joe Mixon.
Well, this kid, this guy Canales, has he's been around. I mean, he 13 seasons in the NFL, came as after being offensive coordinator at Tampa Bay.
Sure did.
He's probably got some ideas, but he's got a roster that can't get his head above water.
It's probably best for Bryce to take a breather. Now, you know, who knows if he ever shows anything in practice to where they fully trust him as their starting quarterback again.
Well, we always worried but that he was too small.
I don't think that keeping him out there is the best path for his development. If Dave Canales is as good of a teacher and coordinator and quarterbacks guy as people say he is, then go work with him, and then maybe in week 12 – see if you have something. But
yeah, we'll
Andy
see.
Dalton's got to be the guy for a while.
Andy Dalton, I thought he was...
He's been around for a long time.
I mean, I thought he was gone.
Well, these guys hang around and to be backups.
I couldn't believe when I was seeing Andy Dalton's...
Basically, as long as they want to.
Guess how old Andy Dalton is?
37. I already know this answer.
Why do you know it?
Because I read about this stuff.
What did you read?
I read about...
He's 36, by the way.
Well, he's about to be 37.
So admit you were wrong.
Well, the article I read said he was 37.
Just say, you know what? I messed up. Because you came across there as, wow, I don't need to, I know everything.
Well, the article I read said he was 37.
Now, he'll be 37 on October 29th.
All right, whatever.
That's all I'm
He's
saying.
He's the Red Lightning or whatever they call him. Red Rifle.
Enough about Carolina. Atlanta got a big win last night, and I like some elements of that football team. Well, I do.
What elements?
Well, I like Bijan in the backfield. I like Kirk Cousins is a good stopgap quarterback. He'll be okay. That was a nice win. That's all I'm saying.
It was a good win. Anytime you can beat Philly, I mean, Philly isn't what they were at, you know, game 10, well, week 10 of last year.
We kind of thought they were going to be more like the Philly of 2 years ago.
Saquon drops a pass that might have put that game away, and Atlanta goes down 70 yards in the final minute plus and wins it. So good
so
for them.
I picked our nine games for the week.
Already? It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't gotten them completely in check yet. But a pretty good week in college football. Better. We got a ranked matchup in the Big Ten between Illinois and Nebraska. I think that's cool.
What has Illinois done to be?
They beat Kansas.
Okay, what has Illinois done?
Where is KU Pat?
He needs to show his face. I'm sure he heard yesterday that Duda will be in tomorrow and is saving his vitriol or whatever he has to offer for that. But Duda picked UNLV for 8 and got it. So maybe they need to have a talking to tomorrow, but I would still like a preemptive communication with KU Pat just to see where his head's at.
Illinois beat Eastern Illinois, Kansas, and Central Michigan, which is not a slouch. And they've got now Nebraska and Penn State in back-to-back weeks. So we'll learn.
We're going to find out about Illinois.
We'll learn more about Illinois.
That's what we used to do at the Eagle.
That's a cool game to pick.
I'm sure you remember those days when, you know, a team that maybe you knew wasn't going to be there at the end, but they win a couple games early. You go cover them. You write a little piece about them, and then they finish 3-6, and you never hear from
Sometimes
them
Sometimes that happens.
That's Illinois.
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
Well, they're about to be 3-2 because they ain't beaten Nebraska, and they ain't beaten Penn State.
Well, we'll see. It's not like Nebraska's unbeatable. They have wins over UTEP, which is awful. Colorado. We'll see. And Northern Iowa. And
which is no slouch.
So, but Matt Rhule has made a difference in the Nebraska program.
Of course.
Finally, somebody has.
He's a really good coach. You know who had him last year? Carolina.
No, 2 years ago.
Whatever.
Again, if you're going to...
Was it not the year 2023 that they had him?
No. And if you're going to put stuff out there that you expect our listeners to believe, be accurate.
Whatever. Frank Reich, Matt Rhule, they're
In
all
fact,
the
same. I think this all is Matt Rhule's third year at Nebraska.
Oh, it's his second.
Check that.
How would it be his third? That's physically impossible.
So, yeah, I got that game in the games to pick. I've got the always interesting Big Ten battle between USC and Michigan. I've got the incredible and most fascinating rivalry, SEC rivalry, Tennessee and Oklahoma.
We really need to pick USC-Michigan.
Yeah, they're both ranked.
Come on.
I get a game between ranked teams, that's going to get picked.
But is Michigan?
We've got the big-time Big 12 rival game between Utah and Oklahoma State. That's maybe the best game of the weekend. And then our Kansas is at West Virginia. Kansas State is at BYU, that very late start on Saturday night. So we'll pick six college games.
KU's about to be 1-3.
In the NFL, we've got Houston, Minnesota, battle of unbeatens. I had Philadelphia, New Orleans, but I don't know if I still want that game. And then Kansas City in Atlanta to face the Falcons, which is an interesting game.
Sunday night game next week. How about the Falcons getting two straight nationally televised
games? Who do they play?
I guess, but it's still there.
That's because of who they're playing.
Not necessarily.
Absolutely.
No, not at all. You wouldn't see Carolina in that spot.
Probably, the Falcons have something to do with it, but not very much.
They have a little bit to do with it.
Not really. Nobody thought much of the Falcons going into the year.
A lot of people thought a lot of the Falcons.
You never thought anything of them. I've never heard you talk about
it. I drafted them.
I'm the only guy on here who's talking about the Falcons.
No, please. Not even close to true.
Why, when do these, speaking of football, when do my changes in my roster?
Wednesday.
Go through?
Wednesday.
Why not now?
Because you got to give people time to make their claims and figure out their roster. The games just ended. last night. So today, Tuesday, is the period for waiver pickups. And tomorrow, you'll see those reflected on rosters.
I could very easily just completely drop out of this thing.
Good. No one would miss you.
Really?
Yeah. If you're gonna treat our league like something you can just give or take, then we'll take you on out.
Well, you can't lose McCaffrey and Pacheco and expect to
adjust.
Do much.
Huh? Adjust.
How? There's no way to adjust.
Figure it out.
There's no way to figure
Who's
it out.
Who's your quarterback?
You've never had a good team
Who's
in this
Who's your
thing.
Quarterback? My team's good this year.
Josh Allen. Your team's
Trade
not
Josh
good.
Trade Josh Allen and pick up another quarterback.
All right. Who you give
I
me
don't
for
need Josh.
Josh
Allen. I got Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. First quarterback off the board. We took him.
Give me a trade.
He's the reigning MVP. I don't need to trade with you. I'll fleece you in any trade that we pull off.
Right now.
You're desperate.
Right now, Goddard Patriots. Who's that?
I don't know.
View standings. What are the standings? 2-0 for the Goddard Patriots. I'm 0-2. What's Duda's name? You're 1-1. It's not like you're great.
Yeah, but I had one of the highest scoring weeks this past week.
Doesn't matter. What's Duda's team name?
I don't know.
Team Devil Duds?
Yes. Ugh.
What's wrong with him?
What a dumb name.
Devil Duds? What does that even mean?
Devil Dudes, maybe, but.
No, it says D-U-D-S.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to spell.
Why do you throw Duda under the bus the way you do?
His name is Duda, D-U-D. It's not Duda.
I don't understand it. I need you two to start.
Or it's Devil Dudsy. I don't know. Ask him.
I need you two to figure out your relationship.
Dudsy. Dudes.
I don't know why you don't get along.
We get along great.
October 10th. That's the date. Ooh, less than a month. I'll be going to the soccer game that day.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You locking that in?
That's Mays South at Mays. I'll be going out to watch Jackson Duda.
Well, you better now.
Well, I will. I've already committed to it.
You committed to a lot of things.
No, I haven't ever committed to anything.
I think due to my object
no,
to
said
that
I'll
statement.
Do my best. My best hasn't been good enough.
Clearly.
I haven't had an opportunity.
When's the last time your best was good enough?
My best was pretty good. I'm able to make it happen.
We're proud of you.
Tomorrow on the show, Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Stars. We talk about the Chiefs. We're trying to get John Kirby from Jayhawk Slant to get his slots on why the Jayhawks have opened so unimpressively. Again, we talked about them playing at West Virginia on Saturday. They're the kind of team that I still think could get it going, but they need to get it going fairly quickly.
Quarterback needs to get it going.
They miss their offensive coordinator.
They must.
Chloe, what's that guy? What was that guy's name?
Don't ask me questions like that.
He went to Penn State.
Just make me look like an idiot.
Well, I mean, you need to know some of this
stuff.
You
don't know the KU offensive coordinator? No.
You don't know that guy, the Konecki or something?
Yeah, that's probably that.
Look it up.
No.
Find out if I'm right.
He's at Penn State now?
Yes.
Well, why don't you let me look it up and stop looking it up yourself?
Well, there it is.
We obviously know
Andy
that it's
Koltunicki.
Andy Koltunicki.
I almost had it.
Koltunicki.
They miss him.
Clearly.
Badly.
Do you feel like K-State misses Colin Klein?
We'll see. I think their offense is still developing. They've got a lot of weapons. So I think they'll continue to get better and better every week. But we'll see. Colin Klein, where's he now? A&M, they're not setting the world on fire.
I don't know why he left. That's a questionable call.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Have they announced the host and musical guest for the 50th season premiere of Saturday Night Live?
But I'm out of the loop on a lot of things.
I've been looking for it.
Well,
you know,
been looking for it
a week from Saturday, you'd think, surely they know.
Yeah, probably it'll get announced next week.
Crazy.
That'd be my guess.
I thought the Levy boys, Eugene and what's his son's name?
I know who it is, too.
Daniel. I thought they did a very good job hosting the Emmys.
They hosted?
We watched it last night. They're funny. All right. Do we have the music? It is.
Wow. He got it this time.
He got it last week.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Of course he did. All right. Thank you to Andrew back in the studio. What's the game?
It's called The Race to 30.
Got it. What is
it? It's hard. You're going to fail miserably.
What do you mean? This is right up my alley.
I'm going to give you a statistical category. You don't even know what the game is. A statistical category. You're going to tell me two players who add up to it.
Huh?
So the first one.
I don't get it.
Is in baseball. You got to give me two players 10 times. So you got three categories. So we're the race in the 30. Two players who add up to 500 wins.
What do you mean the race to 30? What is that?
You got to get 10 in each of the three categories.
Well, I'm never going to do that.
Well, let's give it a shot.
500 wins,
any two pitchers.
Cy Young.
Okay, I need another one.
Bob Gibson.
Really? You're going to use Bob Gibson when you could have used anybody?
Well, you said add up to 500 wins.
Okay, but Bob.
If I get a chance to say the name Bob Gibson.
Okay, but you could have used Bob Gibson in a different grouping.
Well, I don't want to.
You got Cy Young 500 alone.
All right. Cy Young and I can't repeat.
No, absolutely
Cy Young
not.
and Jesse Orozco.
You've already completed round one.
Now I understand the game. Put Orozco in there.
Whatever.
Next.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you.
What?
Two other pitchers who have won 500 games combined. You got to keep going until you miss. We're trying to get to 30.
Roger Clemens.
Okay.
Jim Palmer.
Roger Clemens and Jim Palmer. That's a little over 600, so yes.
I got to do it again?
Yep. You got to keep going.
Christy Mathewson.
Okay.
And Ralph Terry.
Ralph Terry. Let's just
Wait a minute. Let me redo that.
Hold on. Eesh.
Let me redo that. I didn't mean that.
That was close.
Christy Mathewson, and because he didn't have 500 wins, and John Smoltz.
Fine. You missed, though.
And no, I didn't. I'm still gaining an understanding
Christy
of
Mathewson,
the game.
373. Ralph Terry, 107. So you're at 490.
All 480. Right, but I got John Smoltz. Next.
Fine. Next.
I got another one?
You got to do 10.
I got to do 10 of this.
10 pairs.
Oh, my God.
Or until you miss, and you just keep going on the next.
Ferguson Jenkins and Juan Marichal.
Yeah, 284 plus 243. That's correct. 527, I guess.
Nolan Ryan and Gaylord Perry.
Correct. You got five.
That's all I've got so
far?
Yeah,
you got five pairs.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you missed three.
Don Drysdale and Don Sutton.
Let's make sure Drysdale's up there. He had 209. Sutton had over 300, so that's correct.
Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine.
That's correct. They both had over 300. You're at seven.
This gets a little more difficult now.
It could.
Gets a little more difficult now.
Or maybe it doesn't. Who knows?
Well, to me, it's getting more difficult.
There's a guy.
I'm the one doing it.
There's a guy in your backyard who you haven't named.
I don't want to name a backyard guy.
All right.
That doesn't interest me.
Right out of the great state of
the Walter one. Johnson and don't need anybody real big here. Adam Wainwright.
Yeah, that's correct. Eight. You're at eight. You need two more pairs.
did I say Christy Mathewson already?
Yes.
Did I say, God, who was that guy? Oh, it was right on the tip of my tongue. Who was that guy?
Well, I don't know.
I'll say this. I'll say Jim Cott.
Okay.
And my goodness, what's happened to me? Jim Cott and Burt Blyleven.
Yeah, that's correct. Both around 280-ish.
How many do I have there?
You got one more to get.
Let's do five in each category.
It's the race to 30, not the race to 15.
We're going to run out of time.
If we do, we do.
Because this is just horrible radio.
I mean, no, it's not. Everybody loves this. Just name two other 300-game winners.
I'm trying to think of it, man. It's not easy to think
of.
Well,
there's one who pitched for the Cardinals.
Sure there is.
That you sadly gave up on. And there's another who threw with the same
Steve Carlton
hand
and Jerry Royce.
Oof. Steve Carlton's at 329. Do you think 171 for Jerry Royce?
Of course I do. Over 200.
Yeah, he had 220. There you go. 800 home runs.
800 home runs?
Yeah. Combined.
Barry Bonds and Barry Bonds and Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina.
Did Yadi have over 100?
Of course, he had 200.
Let's make sure.
Don't insult my intelligence.
So yeah, that counts. Wait. Yeah.
Ernie Banks. And Billy Williams.
Ernie Banks, 512. Billy Williams had a bunch, 426. So that's correct.
Reggie Jackson and Jimmy Fox.
That is correct. You're at four.
Babe Ruth, and he had that many. And let me think here. Ted Simmons.
Ted Simmons needed 86 home runs.
Come on. He had that in October one year.
Yeah, 248. You got five. Five to go.
Five to go?
Yeah.
Well, this is ridiculous.
It's a race to 30.
This is crazy.
There's still plenty of guys out there. You could knock this out in a minute.
Willie McCovey.
Okay.
And Dick Allen.
Ooh. I think you're going to be right there, but let's make sure. Yes. That's six.
Hank Aaron and Matt Holliday.
Yep.
Still got to go.
Three more.
Hank Greenberg and Willie McCovey.
We already said Willie McCovey. Yes.
Hank Greenberg.
Say the other.
And Al Kaline.
I got bad news for you. No.
Oh, please.
Why didn't you just say the other?
How many for Greenberg?
Greenberg only had 331.
What?
399 for Kaline.
I don't believe you.
Well, you don't have to. So you're done in that category. Now you need 13 in the final category to get to 30.
What is it?
5,000 hits.
Oh, God. Pete Rose and Fernando Vigna.
Sure.
Well, you don't know that. Did you look up Vigna?
4-2, and Fernando Vigna had at least 750 hits, right?
Well, you better look.
He had 1196, so yes, that's correct.
Rod Carew, Tony Oliva.
Well, now you got me all over the place, but let me... What's
of
the
course, Rod Carew and Tony Oliva. Move on.
Let's make sure. Tony Oliva, 1917. Rod Carew, 3053. So that would be a no.
I'm done. We'll take a break.
What? You're already done?
Yeah, I'm done. That's it's a ridiculous
4980.
Game. It's a ridiculous game. And I'll never play it again.
You'll never play that game again.
Andrew's already started the music.
Andrew.
That's how much we hate that game. I'll come back and try it again, but I don't like that game.
Why? It's an awesome game. Give me the game.
All right. You want a game?
Yeah.
I'll get you one.
Awesome.
All right. Here's the category for you.
Okay.
I want you to name 10 players whose career RBI totals amounts to at least 19,000. 10 players whose career...
That's not even possible.
RBI total amounts to 19,000.
There's not even 10 players...
Of course there are.
No, it's not.
Go.
That's almost 2,000.
Who do you have?
Cap Anson.
2,075. Neck.
Hank Aaron.
2,297. You're at 4,372.
I don't think this is a possible game, but we'll keep giving it a shot with Babe Ruth.
2,214. You're at 6,586.
Lou Gehrig,
1,995. You're at 8,581. Four players in. Who's next?
Albert Pujols,
2,218. That's five players in. You're well over half.
Yeah, but there aren't that many left. Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, 2,086. You are at 12,885. Just more than 6,000 more needed. Who do you have?
How many am I in?
That's six players in.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Feels like five. Willie Mays,
1,909. You're at 14,794 with three players left.
Stan the Man Musial.
1,951. You are at 16,745 with two players left.
Two left. I don't think I've even said Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, 1996, 18,741. This is easy now.
Yeah, I could pretty much name anybody.
Right.
Well, I'll try to get to 20,000, which I will with Teddy Ballgame, Ted Williams.
Didn't play long enough. 1839. So yeah, you did it. Wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. I should have gone up to 20,000, 21,000.
I still would have got 20,000. That's pretty impressive. It would have. But I got, who did I miss out of like the top 10? I don't think I missed anybody.
You missed Ty Cobb at number 9, and you missed Jimmy Fox at number 10.
I love Jimmy Fox.
So let me ask you this one, since you think you're smart.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you aren't. Maybe you aren't. I want to ask you this one now.
Okay.
Because you'll never get this one.
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Career shutouts. I want you to name 10 that get to 700.
All right.
You'll never get this.
Steve Carlton.
Steve Carlton had 55.
What's my number?
I'll say 600. 55 for lefty.
Bob Gibson.
You hesitated. Bob Gibson is your guess. He had 56. And what did we say the number was?
600 or 7. I can still start to name.
That's 111 after 2.
Walter Johnson.
Walter Johnson had 110. That's 221 after 3.
Cy Young.
Cy Young had 76. That's 297 after 4. 5 seconds.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan had 61. That's 358 after 5. You are on track to get to 600. Will you?
Probably not. Let's go with. I don't think I've said Christy Mathewson, so let's go with him.
79. 437 after 6.
Let's go.
Well, and we're going to make the number 700.
Let's go with Grover Cleveland, Pete Alexander.
90. 527. So you need 100. And 73 more with your last three picks. That's going to be tough.
He only had 300 wins, but I feel like he had a low ERA. Lefty Grove?
Lefty Grove is not going to do much for you here in this category of shutouts. We got to go way down here. I can't even find Lefty Grove.
Well, just type him in a search.
I don't want to type him in a search. I don't have time for that nonsense.
Control F.
No, I'm not doing it. Lefty Grove. I can't. Did he pitch?
I assume so. I'm looking it up. He's probably like number one. You just overlooked him.
That'd Lefty Grove guess. Had 35.
Not very many. How about?
Wait a minute. That's 562. You got two more. I think it's mathematically now. Impossible.
How about Kid Nichols?
Kid Nichols. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Kid Nichols.
Yeah.
Had 48. That is 610. You got no opportunity to get to 700.
Is there anyone with 90 that I haven't named?
Is there anyone with 90 that you haven't named? No. So you didn't make it.
Well, let's see how high I get.
No.
Mordecai Brown.
God. These people didn't pitch shutouts, Jeff.
Mordecai Brown didn't?
Mordecai Brown.
Three finger, they called him.
No, he didn't even pitch a shutout.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
Never had a shutout.
Here are the ones you missed. You didn't name Eddie Plank, who had 69. Warren Spahn, 63. Tom Seaver, 61. Burt Blyleven had 60.
Impressive.
Don Sutton, 58. Pud Galvin, 57. Ed Walsh, 57. And then my guy Gibson at 56.
Mordecai had 55. So I did get over 600, which is impressive.
So a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Bob Gibson, you know, had 13 of those shutouts in one season.
1968.
Can you even imagine?
It's solid.
Do you know how good he was that year? Can I repeat it?
Sure, go for it.
Do you know how many complete games he had?
37.
28.
Hmm.
28. Complete games.
That's solid. It's good.
What do you mean solid?
Solid performance.
You sound like a guy that just walked in from the...
Decent little performance.
You sound like a guy who's been at the laundromat that doesn't know anything.
Pitched well.
You say solid.
Pitched pretty well that year.
I could catch a guy coming out with his trousers and he'd
what?
Say solid.
I hope not.
If you go to the laundromat, don't you come out with your trousers?
I don't know. By the way, did you watch all of Baby Reindeer?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was fascinating.
What a disturbing show.
It was fascinating.
Not that fascinating.
Well, it won every dang gun, every
well,
Emmy.
Maybe it shouldn't have.
You can
maybe
think
we
of.
Should. Maybe we should try to laugh a little bit more. Maybe there's when they're making jokes about these comedy shows that aren't even comedies, maybe we should have a comedy show every now and then.
No, there's a comedy. I'm going to go back and start back... I watched season one of Hacks, and then I lost track of it.
Was that funny?
Oh,
I
yeah.
doubt it.
Oh, Gene Smart.
It's probably set in a dark room
Gene
like every
Smart,
other.
It's about comedy.
Well, good. I'm going to watch it.
The season one was fantastic. I don't know why I didn't get to season two.
What's it on?
HBO Max.
I don't know if I still have that.
You probably don't. Too bad.
Sad.
We're going to get to it later. I'm getting through season five now of Newhart.
Good. You're laughing. See, that's what we need.
I like. What are you?
We don't need
who
all this,
are you?
We don't need all this psychological torture that these shows put us through.
Then don't watch it.
I'm not going to anymore. It's done. I'm
you
over.
You started watching it?
Yeah, I watched three episodes.
Why
done.
Why didn't you hang with it?
No, I don't want to. It's incredible.
I don't
need to feel gross all the time.
It's incredible. I couldn't wait for every episode.
No, I just read the rest of the synopses, and I'm done with it now.
Ah.
Didn't seem like it came to a satisfying conclusion anyway.
Too bad, man. You gotta dig in there and take
Not
it.
Not doing it.
I bet you didn't watch Ozark either.
Not yet.
Like that.
I watched Breaking Bad. That's it.
Well, why'd you watch that? That wasn't
best show in the history of television.
Why?
Because there were some light moments in it. There were? Yeah, there was some character development.
There was character development in Baby Reindeer.
Not that I saw.
You don't have a clue. All right, we're looking at the three-man booth for tomorrow. Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star among our guests. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to Andrew back in the studio. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.